This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russia's bombardment of Ukraine edged closer to the center of the capital, Kyiv, Tuesday as a series of strikes hit a residential neighborhood. Large explosions thundered across Kyiv before dawn from what Ukrainian authorities said were artillery strikes, as Russia's assault on the city appeared to become more systematic. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said barrages hit four multi-story buildings in the city and caused dozens of deaths. Tuesday's shelling ignited a huge fire in a 15-story apartment building, killing at least one person and spurring a frantic rescue effort. Meanwhile, weeks ago, Zelensky issued a call to the international community for volunteers to come to Ukraine to join the fight against Russia's invasion. As Associated Press correspondent Charles Ledesma reports, that international brigade is, for now, a ragtag army.
They tend to be idealists who abandon their jobs for the battlefields of Ukraine, looking for a cause or simply to fight. Recruits say they're often waiting for weapons and training, leaving them feeling exposed. One, a Swedish volunteer, described the Sunday attack on a military training base in western Ukraine this way: pure hell, fire, shouting, panic, and a lot more bombs and missiles. Talking to the AP on the phone from Krakow, Poland, he said he didn't know how many foreign volunteers there were at the base, but estimated hundreds. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Zelensky spoke to Canada's Parliament Tuesday via remote link, a day before he delivers a similar speech to the U.S. Congress. This is VOA News. A spokeswoman for opposition leader and high-profile Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny said Tuesday Russian prosecutors are seeking to give Navalny an additional 13-year sentence. From her Twitter account, the dissident leader's spokeswoman, Kira Yarmish, said they've been saying Russian President Vladimir Putin wants to keep Navalny in prison forever, and the upcoming sentence has nothing to do with the law. The 45-year-old Navalny is currently serving a two-and-a-half-year sentence in a prison camp east of Moscow on a 2014 embezzlement conviction. He was arrested in January when he returned to Russia from Germany, where he was recovering from what he said was a nerve agent attack by the Kremlin. Russian officials deny the allegation. Spokeswoman Yarmish said the prosecutors also want Navalny transferred to a maximum security prison, alleging he's committed crimes at the prison camp and is thus a repeat offender. The spokeswoman wrote, 13 years for a fabricated case, for fake victims, for witnesses who had testified under pressure, then publicly denounced their testimonies in court. She said there would be another court hearing before any further sentencing is announced. Police in the eastern U.S. city of Philadelphia say they've arrested a man early Tuesday, wanted at a bus terminal, who's wanted in the stabbings of two employees inside New York's Museum of Modern Art. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Authorities say 60-year-old Gary Cabana was arrested without incident early Tuesday. Officers had been searching for him in connection with a fire that was set at a Philadelphia hotel on Monday. He was found sleeping on a bench at a bus terminal. New York City police say Cabana was caught on video leaping over a reception desk and stabbing two museum employees Saturday after he was denied entrance. His membership had been revoked after two incidents of disorderly behavior at the museum. The workers were stabbed several times. They're recovering from non-life-threatening injuries. I'm Mike Hempen.
The U.S. military said Tuesday it has intensified air defense drills in South Korea and conducted an aircraft carrier exercise in the Yellow Sea as part of a demonstration of resolve following two partial North Korean tests of a new long-range missile. The military displays came as U.S. officials warned North Korea could soon conduct a full test of a new intercontinental ballistic missile, possibly under the guise of a satellite launch. South Korean news outlets report U.S. and South Korean authorities have detected signs that a launch could occur as soon as this week. The situation risks a return to tensions not seen since 2017, when North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and former U.S. President Donald Trump exchanged threats of nuclear war before engaging in a series of unprecedented talks. For now, the rhetoric on both sides is much more restrained. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. VOA News.